On February 12, 2003, the Court of Final Appeal in the case Prem Singh and the Director of Immigration removed the requirement of unconditional stay status as a first-step prerequisite to long-stay foreign national residents securing the right of abode, stating an unconditional stay requirement in these circumstances was unconstitutional. Long-stay residents of Hong Kong are now able to file for a Hong Kong permanent identity card without having to go through the administrative step of unconditional stay first. From a practical standpoint, the main advantage to this ruling is that an administrative burden has been lifted en route to a permanent Hong Kong identity card. You still have to first show that you qualify under the 7 years continuous ordinary residence requirement, which is basically the same test as for the granting of unconditional stay, albeit that now the common law will apply in ascertaining continuous ordinary residence as opposed to the administrative discretion of the Director of Immigration in granting unconditional stay status, which was the case previously. Therefore, this precludes the Director of Immigration from refusing to grant unconditional stay en route to the right of abode, which in any event was always a theoretical administrative block to eventually securing the right of abode, because in 2002, just before this case was handed down, 6,823 unconditional stay approvals were granted versus just 33 refusals. Therefore, the new procedure, the one that we use today, for securing the right of abode is: you must have been ordinarily and continuously resident in Hong Kong for not less than 7 years, and the process of asserting these 7 years will be the same as a process which applies for unconditional stay, although unconditional stay will not now be endorsed inside the passport. The applicant must declare Hong Kong as their only place of permanent residence, and that's undertaken on Hong Kong Immigration Department form ROP 145146. The Immigration Department must be satisfied that there is no security objection to granting the right of abode. Moreover, the Immigration Department must be satisfied that there are no outstanding taxation liabilities in the hands of the applicant. For those persons who are not able to declare that they've taken Hong Kong as their only place of permanent residence, unconditional stay status is available as usual after 7 years continuous ordinary residence.